Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is time, at least for me it's time, to join the chorus on the COVID vaccine. Time to say, stop what you're doing and get that vaccine. It'll take just a few minutes, hurt no more than a mosquito bite, and maybe save your life and the lives of your parents, children, and friends. Once you've had it, the vaccine will protect you from catching COVID and passing it on to someone else. That's what's being said by science and the experts and doctors. Please, they say, after all we've been through, please, now, get the vaccine. Help prevent another disastrous surge. President Biden has irrefutable evidence that a surge is on its way and that in many cities it's already arrived. In Chicago this week, an average 91 people a day testing positive, a 70% increase over last week. But for fear of politics, the president won't say the vaccine must be done, mandated, by law. Because, he says, telling people what to do is un-American. That's what he says. But he's wrong. Telling people what to do is very American. For example, to save our lives, we're told to wear seatbelts. To save our neighbors, we're told to be sober when driving. To save our economy, we're told to pay taxes. To save our country, we're told to go to war. And that if we don't do what we're told to do, we'll pay a price, a fine, or prison. To stop the surge, we're not told. We're advised, kindly advised, to please get the vaccine. Clearly, Mr. President, that's not enough. So now stop advising and beseeching. Muscle up, Mr. President. Mandate it. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.